Australian scientists have found massive variations in the genetic makeup of pancreatic cancer. The findings, to be published in the journal Nature today, reveal that of the 100 tumours genetically sequenced, there were over 2,000 mutated genes. Pancreatic cancer is highly aggressive and has the highest death rate of the major cancerous diseases. Researchers say they're hopeful that global knowledge banks with the genetic information of patients and tumours will help increase rates of survival. Michael Vincent reports.
Unlike the other major cancers, the survival rate for pancreatic cancer has barely improved since the 1970s. Patients normally die within months of diagnosis.
I know that I'm extremely lucky. I can't complain. There are thousands of diabetics in the country, but there are not that many pancreatic cancer survivors.
Cynthia Terry is one of the few.
I took all of my pancreas, my spleen, my gallbladder, my duodenum, and part of my stomach. Of course, because I don't have a pancreas, I'm insulin dependent. Diabetic. I have a sort of an artificial digestive system. My whole, I've been replumbed basically. Yeah, so it's had a big impact on my life, but I mean, I'm very, very lucky.
She's been in remission for 3 years and has since donated her tumour to science. It's now part of the findings published in the journal Nature. Surgeon and scientist at the Kinghorn Cancer Centre at the Garvan Institute in Sydney, Professor Andrew Bianchin.
Normally what happens is when you start chemotherapy for a particular cancer, say it's pancreatic cancer, you have a standard. This is the first thing you try, and you try that because it's most likely going to work. And that might work in about 20%. And if that doesn't work, 3 months later, you try something else. But unfortunately, in pancreatic cancer, you pretty much only get one bite of the cherry. So if you get it wrong the first time, then basically most patients don't live long enough to get the next chance of chemotherapy.
The work of Professor Bianchin and researchers from 18 institutions across the country will now increase the chances of personalised therapies. That is, the genetic sequencing of the DNA of tumours in patients will go into what is being called a global knowledge bank. Successes and failures of drug treatments and other therapies can be compared internationally. Professor Bianchin says it'll be cheaper and faster than clinical trials, but it will have its own complications.
So the idea is that you don't want to give drug to patients that aren't going to respond because it's probably toxic and it's expensive, particularly if insurers don't pay for it, so patients have to pay for it themselves. You try and match the right drug to the right patient. And how we do that as a community and as a society is where the biggest challenge is.
Surgeon and scientist at the Kinghorn Cancer Centre at the Garvan Institute in Sydney, Professor Andrew Bianchin. Michael Vincent was our reporter.